This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado Republicans elected former Routt County Treasurer Britta Horn to lead their party, succeeding Dave Williams, the controversial chair who did not seek re-election. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Britta Horn has been involved with politics for 30 years and is a volunteer firefighter. She says she wants to turn the page on Dave Williams' leadership. He attacked Republicans, was really divisive on LGBT issues, and in an unprecedented move, took sides in primary races. The new leader, Horn, says her vision is unity.
We have to make sure that our party doesn't worry about one faction or one county. It's about us. It's about all of us.
Now her task is to try and help Republicans gain more seats and political relevance in this largely blue state. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The driver accused of hitting and killing cycling star Magnus White in 2023 will appear in Boulder court today as her trial begins. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Attorneys for Yeva Semilanska say a steering malfunction in her vehicle caused her to strike White from behind as he was finishing a training ride on Highway 119 outside of Boulder. The 17-year-old later died from his injuries. The prosecution says Semilanska fell asleep at the wheel. White was considered a rising star in the cycling world. He had been training for the World Mountain Bike Championships in Scotland at the time of his death. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Less than 15% of all ballots in Colorado Springs that went out for tomorrow's municipal election have been returned. As of early this morning, voters in District 1 on the northwestern side of the city have returned the most ballots of any district, 21.3%, and District 4 on the city's southeastern side, just 8%, the last time the six city council seats were on the ballot. Overall turnout was about 27%. You're listening to CPR News.